Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. So sorry to hear this, Brother Lewis.
But we'll be praying for you and friends, for the family. He lost Steve yesterday. He was at hospice, and so he passed away yesterday. So we want to keep them lifted up in prayer. And it will be all right today in Jesus' name. My, my, my. I tell you, people leaving here. People are leaving here. We know not a day, not an hour when it would be our turn to go on. So we want to get it right with God every day that we possibly can and do all we can unto him. Hallelujah. So when we close our eyes for the last time, we know where we're going. We can rest out of here. Yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. Today we're going to be talking about things that we forget concerning God. Yeah, we want to talk about those things today. I'm going to one more song of the morning. And when I come back, we're going to prayer. We're going to prayer. And after prayer, one more song today. And then after the song, we're going to our scriptures. And then we're going to talk about the things we forget concerning God. Yeah. Okay. All right, Brother Lewis said it was such a relief. We knew he was waiting to die. Yeah. Yeah, because if you're suffering, you want to get on out of here. You ready to go. You don't want to prolong it because the way you're suffering. But we thank God that he honored his request and allowed him to sleep on. Yeah, rest on in him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So let's go to prayer. Y'all keep Brother Lewis and his family lifted up in prayer. Keep Steve's family lifted up in prayer. Hallelujah.
God, we're grateful because if it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength and our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. And we pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come into war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord. We can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, and in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer. And Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
There's a train coming, don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord, yeah. The train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open up the doors and board them. There's room for all among those love the most, yeah. So people get ready, there's a train. Just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just get on board.
Come on, play with it. Daryl Dixon on the saxophone. I believe there are many ways to worship. Amen. We worship with our words. We worship with our instruments. We can worship with our entire bodies. My only prayer is that it's pleasing to the Lord. That's our only prayer. Only prayer that pleases you, though.
Now, there ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those, Lord, whose chances grow thinner. There ain't no hiding place from the kingdom throne, yeah. So people get ready, there's a train coming. Don't need no baggage, just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel humming, yeah. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. Leroy,
take your time, dude, take your time. You know, I'm talking about worship. And right here is my good friend David Watson, plays the flute as well as the saxophone. In fact, he considers himself more of a flute player even still than a sax player. At least that's what your old man said. This is your turn, man. Sing on to the Lord a new song. You've heard the words since you were in Sunday school. You have heard these professors remind you of them, both in words of warning as well as words of encouragement, and maybe even a few testimonies. A counselor, a friend, a minister of music, whatever capacity you'll serve in, on mission field or here at home, you'll use these two words. And they are, trust God. Two single syllable words that you have heard forever, but you will discover as time passes how difficult they are to obey. Trust God. Of course, I have no way of knowing what the future holds for you. You may lose your home and everything in a fire. You may lose your spouse to an early disease detected but not cured. You may lose your dreams, your hopes. You may lose a relationship that you have cultivated over the years. All losses are painful. And you will be brought back over and over again to the words of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. I know. You memorized them in vacation Bible school or when you were growing up at the knee of a godly mother and or father, and your lips will move as I quote them. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. All your heart, all your ways. Trust. Trust. Now we have a problem with this because of several things. First of all, we are too blame self-sufficient. We have learned how to get ourselves out of jams rather than acknowledging the jam has very well been either directed or permitted by our sovereign God to teach us. And by not trusting him, we short-circuit the test and go our own way, getting ourselves out of our own mess. We're too self-sufficient. Another reason we fail this test is because we're too quick to call on others. We have a lot of very capable friends. As life unfolds and you leave this school and you're involved in your church, your work of ministry, your realm of responsibility, you'll meet other people. Many of them much smarter than you are. Most of them richer than you are. Better connected than you are. And some of them will become good friends. And they will become your crutch. They have connections. And when you're up against it, they'll get you through it. Another reason we don't trust is because we feel distant from the God of heaven. Don't feel too guilty about that. So did Job, as godly as he was. And yet Job said, in the midst of all of the loss, though he slay me, I will trust in him. Though he take me off this earth, in the process, I leave trusting him. I will trust him. The fourth reason I would name is that we have cultivated the bad habit of worry. Many of you are much better at worrying than you are at trusting. If you were to put together a worry list, it would outrun your prayer list. And you're worried right now about something. Most likely, it's related to something about your schoolwork, some course, some class, some test, or maybe your finances. You don't have enough money. I'll give you a word of encouragement. You'll never have enough money. So you're worried now, you're getting good at it, so you can carry that with you when you graduate, because you won't have enough money then. So you're worried about that. And you do not trust God. See how practical it is? And if you think you're going to outgrow the problem, take it from this old guy today, you won't ever outgrow it. It's like lust. You never outgrow lust. You just learn to fake it. I remember attending a Navigator conference when Lawrence Sanney was president. We were at Glen Eyrie, and they had a returned missionary, I think 87, 88-year-old gentleman, who Lauren brought up to the platform, and he's a longtime navigator. And Lauren said, "Tell me, Dr. So-and-so, when did you conquer lust?" The old man said, "Well, Lauren, hasn't happened yet." You'll never conquer worry. It's part of the flesh. You want to, but the only way you will get through it so that you will learn from the test is to trust. To trust. To put the worry on hold, to set it aside, deliberately shoving it away and saying, "God, at this moment, I rest in you and you alone." If you're married, "God, help my spouse and me to trust you, to lean on you, to wait on you, to listen to you, to endure the test with you." I put together a quick list of things that reveal how little we trust. When you choose to worry, you do not trust. When you try to fix what is impossible, you do not trust. When you hurry ahead and don't wait for the Lord to move and to change, you do not trust. When you lie awake twisting and turning at night, you do not trust. When you doubt biblical principles and promises that are right here in the book you love and study, you do not trust. When you turn to others first for help, you do not trust. When you listen to human counsel and give a higher priority to that than the principles you have just learned, you do not trust. When you manipulate and maneuver situations, you do not trust. When you step in and take charge without praying and being led by the Spirit of God, you do not trust. When you cling to others in order to feel secure and needed and loved, you do not trust. The list goes on and on. See how easy it is to live in the flesh? How easy it is to disobey? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Wouldn't it be a great project over the Christmas season this year to think through ways that you can begin to trust God regardless? Hopefully it'll be a project that you and a good friend, or you and your mate, can enter together. What is it we do that keep us from trusting God? And how can we break that habit?
and watch God break through in ways that we would never have expected. Cynthia and I have a longtime friend who was raised with four brothers in Southwest Texas. They were raised on a very poor ranch. They eked out a living. One of the brothers wound up getting into Baylor, going on to UCLA Law School, and earning his degree in law, and has since become a very fine attorney in the Southern California area. We've been friends since the mid-1970s. One of his four brothers stayed at the ranch and developed it, cultivated it. The other brothers moved away, as did our friend. And the one who stayed, along with his wife, really turned the ranch into something much more successful. Grew crops that worked, got cattle, bred them, sold them, little by little kind of got on their feet, and finally became pretty much financially stable. Then the fires of 2011 across Texas swept through their area. And they came to that ranch. By now they knew they would lose all the cattle. They simply opened the gate, and amazingly, those animals know where to go, usually know where to go to find shelter and safety. And they fled, hundreds of them. And they barely left, unable to get anything, much of anything in their pickup, and they drove away. Came back a number of days later when allowed to enter this territory, and everything was melted. Everything. Even the metal roof on the shed, on the barn, had melted down and sort of peeled its way over, and what it landed on, it kind of was that metal profile. As everything is lost, all possessions, all pictures, thankfully no lives. Strangely, the cattle got back and were clustered around in a herd around an enormous oak tree, and they were able to get them back. Of course, the fence had burned, so that has to be rebuilt. And they said to one another, "We realize at that moment our faith would either kick into action or we would move far away from the God we had loved and served." They chose the former. They determined they would rebuild. They're in the process right now. Living with a brother, putting house and home back together, having lost it all. And the Lord taught me through my shameful response, He'll win this battle. Trust Him. Trust me. Trust God. Just to rest upon His promises. Just to know, thus saith the Lord. Trust God.
Might as well put your hands together. Control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing.
You can't have my family. Oh, I like that song right there, a whole bunch. Ha! Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. He did a good job with that one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, sometimes we have to war. This is why we put on the whole armor of God, and we can fight against the wiles of the devil daily. Not sometimes, daily. And so we thank God for his word. His word is solid. Chop any two-edged sword. Anything that's coming against us, we put the word to it. Oh, yeah, because the word still works. Hallelujah. I'm grateful unto Almighty God this morning for another Monday morning. And I had not really planned to continue to celebrate my birthday, you know, more than that one day. But when I tell y'all, I have been blessed this year. Woo-wee, I have been blessed this year for the birthday. And so I am thankful to him. Thank you, Brother Louis. I'll go take a look at that. Want to talk about this morning the things we may have forgotten. Looking back at Solomon and looking at Adam and Eve and Cain and Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Samuel, Eli. Looking at all of this reminded me of the things that we may have forgotten. The scripture says that the Old Testament was written for our learning. So to me, it means that go back and take a look and see what these people did and work on yourself not doing it, because you're learning from them. They made the first mistake. They sinned first. They messed up first. And now it's given us a chance to take a look that we don't have to do what they did. Yeah. Written for our learning. God is faithful to us. He is good to us. He is always there for us and with us, gave us everything we need. But, I was riding yesterday coming back. Saturday. I went to the prison on Saturday. And coming back, you know, I was thinking about all of this. I was thinking about Solomon and David and the word that came forth last week and how God blessed him when he prayed the prayer of faith, and he meant what he said and said what he meant. And God knew it was from his heart and how he blessed him. But yet the flesh, he allowed the flesh to get in there. Now, I'm not talking down about Solomon. I'm not talking bad about Solomon. I'm not blaming Solomon, David, Abraham, not blaming any of them. But we learn from the Old Testament. And King Solomon was in 1 Kings, and he showed us what could happen if we allow our flesh to come in. And if we forget the things about God, Jehovah, if we forget his word, if we forget his commandments, his statutes, if we forget what he put in place to keep us safe, we will find ourselves in many unsafe places. Yeah. Even this morning, looking back at Solomon, we get to see that all Solomon had, look at all that stuff he had. My goodness. The daddy gave him good instructions. God come and warned him several times. He just could not hear that. No way, Jose. He just had to allow that flesh to get in there. So this is what I know. If we'll go back to the old path as often as we can and take a look around, God will bless us. He will bless us. Yeah. And I know he's able to see us through. Oh, but he is. Hallelujah. Over and over and over again. I want to share this, but I need to do this first. Look, I got to go to this short little song right quick. And we're coming right back, and we're going to be looking at the book of Genesis, and we'll be looking at chapter 6 and verse 3, and then we're going to look in chapter 5, I believe it is. So y'all bear with me 1 second. I got to do this one quick thing here.
Out working on the building a long, long time ago. I turned around in a whirl of sin. I didn't work on the building anymore. I was lost in the heart of the wilderness. I was standing at the crossing of the road. I heard a voice speak soft and low, telling me which way to go. And he said, it's time to go back home, child. It's time to go back home. You've been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home. I wandered here, I wandered there. Months and years have passed. I had plenty of friends all the time. The life I lived was fast. When trouble came around me, all of my friends were gone. But I heard the same voice speaking in my ear, telling me to go back home. He said, it's time to go back home, child. It's time to go back home. You've been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home. I finally did what the voice said. I turned and took my place. I'm working back, singing in the choir. God's amazing grace. I know Jesus, he loves me so. And this is how I know. That same voice speaking to me, telling me the way to go. And he said, it's time to go back home, child. It's time to go back home. You've been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home.
I like that little number right there. I like the tune they got to it, too. Yeah, I like that little number. So we're moving right along, and we're going over to Genesis. Okay, we're going to Genesis, and we're going to look at chapter 6 and verse 3. And because of this, God told us this. Way back during this time, he said all of this, but sometimes people are not taught this. Sometimes people are taught, but they don't remember what the preacher preached last Sunday. It was good. It hooped me. It hollered me. It made me shout. It made me throw my handkerchiefs at him. It made me break the fan or run around the church 4 or 5 times or whatever it made me do last week. But now, after Sunday, I kind of forgot what the message was, and you know, I'm not really into it like that, you know. So it was good while it lasted Sunday. But after Sunday, I don't have no more for the preacher and his message until the next hoop come along. Good morning, C.I. God bless you this morning, Sugarfoot. And, I'm sure you did. But I hope y'all had a good time on that cruise. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But we forget and we'll run to the prophet. Many will. They run to the prophet to get a word. And boy, while they getting a word, they just as happy and they don't know what to do with themselves and they just thank God and whatever. But as soon as that passed, God said, you're going to get the car. As soon as you get the car, you know, start getting old to you. It's on to the next thing. Yeah. Because we put the word where we want to put it. Many times we put the word where the blessing is going, you know. I trust in you, Lord. You said I'm this, you said that. But look, we got to eat the whole word. We got to have it all. And pray and ask God to help us how to hold on to it. And, you know, tell him thank you for all he's done for us and not just for the stuff and things, you know, and not just for waking me up and I'm glad to be alive, but God, I thank you for the Old Testament. I thank you that I can go back to the old path and take a look around because people want to say, well, we're living in a different time and we got to change with the time. So much we do. Yeah, when I got ready, see, I was born in 1957. When I got ready to buy a new car, I could not buy a 1957. That's not what was on the lot. I would have had to search and dig and hope to find a good one and hope I had enough money to pay for it. But when I got ready to buy a new car, I had to go where they were selling for that year. If I buy a new car this year, I'm going to have to go on the lot and get me a 2022. Because the time has changed. Cars have changed. They're not making them like that no more. Saturday when I went to get gas, it was $4.49. Yesterday when I went to get gas, it was $3.99 and some places $4 and some places $4.01. Times change. But when it comes to the things of God, nothing changes. I'm sorry. Yeah. He was that way yesterday. He's that way today. He will be that way forevermore. His word was that way yesterday. His word was that way today. And his word will be that way forevermore. We can change all we want to, but the things of God must stay in place. Because no matter how much man call himself changing him, what God's word said about man, that's what it's going to be. Now, God made some adjustments to his word from the Old Testament to the New Testament, but he adjusted that for us, for our living, so that we could get things done and we have no excuse. He changed the Ten Commandments, made them two. And once you've done these two, you've done the ten. But when we go back now, because we got to go back to the Old Testament, it's for our learning. Even the scripture says, go back to the old way and take a look around. Go back to the old path and take a look around. I'm not just talking about the things that the old saints of God didn't know, you know, because there were some things they may have been, you know, misunderstood about. These folks come out of slavery. A lot of them couldn't read, couldn't write. They were taught some things, but they learned God. So without the reading and writing, all they could do was pray in a lot of cases. And not just slaves, but other people, other nationalities in these United States of America who could not read and write. But somebody came along and witnessed to them, and they received. They believed. And they didn't know about all that the word says and all the understanding of the word, but they knew to pray to God, and they trust God, and they believe, and they saw the evidence of God working in their lives. See, we don't go back to the old path. We don't go back to foundations. We keep building up. We didn't get the foundation right just yet. So how in the world am I just going to keep moving up the ladder? Yeah. But I tell you this morning what I'm looking at, I often think about this. I really do. I often think about this, and it helped me to come back to the old path and look around often, because I don't want to appear to be hip. I don't want to appear to be like the world. You know, me and the world, we got it going on. I don't want to appear that way. But what I want to do is I want to show the world that I'm a candle of God that sit on the hill that can't be hid. You're in trouble, and I know you're in trouble. You got the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. You got your Bentley. I have a niece and a cousin now with the Bentleys, you know. I mean, with the Mercedes. Sports, and I don't know what the other one is. But anyway, listen. We got all this stuff that we wanted and get more. Because no matter what God give us, it's never enough. If he give me a hut with two palm trees, I'm going to ask for a room. Because, Lord, the wind coming in and the rain coming in and the tarp I got on top of my hut, it's not quite working. We always want more no matter what we get. But when I look at what he said, and it helped me out many days, it helped me to focus and it helped me to pray. He was over in, you know what, I'm going to start at the first verse. Over in Genesis, the sixth chapter, we're going to start at verse 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Oh, no, we can't do all of this morning. I said, we can't do it. Y'all excuse me. A lot going on here, but I got to fix it all. I'm about to fix it all. Don't worry. Okay. Verse 2 says, the Son of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, but that he is also flesh. Remember that word. He is also flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. I know y'all remember Methuselah. I lived 69 years. Different ones back there, Mahalalel and all of the different ones lived to be 540 years. And some of them lived 700 years and still getting children, you know, having children and increasing their families. That old man that God made from the earth, man that was born of a woman, was reaching all this age, but God changed it. Yet his days shall be 120 years. As time went on now, he had to do something about man. He had to do something about man, and man always wanting to obey his flesh. So he told Noah over in the sixth chapter. Let's go to Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. Let's look at that right quick. Well, we already there. We're on three, but let's go down to five. I'm sorry. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Did you hear that? And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was evil continually. He put Adam and Eve out in the garden. Eve couldn't get it right. Adam wouldn't do right. He said, now look, y'all can have all this stuff. It was like tithes in the garden. Y'all can have all of this 90% of the garden. But that tree over there, that 10%, that's mine. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't bother it. Stay away from it. The day you eat of that tree, you shall surely die. Well, the serpent come to Eve because, see, she the weaker vessel and she easily tricked. And women going to learn some stuff. Y'all hear me? We going to find out if it's true or not. Ask husband or boyfriends that cheat and never knew that the wife or the girlfriend was it, they was under investigation. Ask them about it. Women going to find out some stuff. So the serpent brought it to her and told her, if you eat this, you won't die. What's going to happen is you're going to become as wise as God, in other words. So she went ahead and tried the fruit. Now, it didn't say an apple, orange. It never said what kind of fruit now. Yeah, but she tried it, and then that wasn't good enough. Brought it to Adam for him to try. He tried it. Now, he knew what God had said. He knew what God had said. And then he wanted to make excuses. And we're all like that. I've been there and done that. Coming up, I did it as a child. Well, why did you do this? Well, so-and-so-and-so said this and that, and they showed this. Why did you do it? The answer to that was because I wanted to. That was the real answer. But to say that just showed extra guilt. I thought it did. But to say that, that's what it was. That was the truth. But even in that minute, I don't like the truth today. A lot of times we feel like telling the truth gonna show our dirt. Telling the truth gonna show what kind of family we come from, what kind of family we got today. They call them dysfunctional. I never know the family to function right myself. I never know one. Because if you go back now and look at Adam and Eve, that was Cain and Abel. Cain slew Abel. You don't think that was dysfunctional? Yeah, it's a lot. Abraham had a dysfunctional family, and he was called a friend of God. David had a dysfunctional family, and he was called a man after God's own heart. So if we think because we have a dysfunctional family, this is the first time they ever heard of it, no ma'am and no sir, it's not. So look, this is what he said. He saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. He thought of doing all these dirty things. He thought of raping women in his heart and did it. He thought of molesting and touching children and all this stuff, and he did it. He thought of lying. Putting all these products together, creating dope and alcohol. He thought of all this thing and put it together, but he didn't just put it together in a way where it would be good, but he put it together in a way where it would continually absorb you. alcohol on the stores. We have ABC Liquors here. We used to have Jack's Liquors. And on the store, it says wines and spirits. And I don't know what people think when it says spirits, but those are evil spirits that they're talking about. And if you get enough Tangeray in you, you will become evil. If you get enough of what that stuff called vodka in you, you can become evil. Some people, they learn how to function with it, function drunk. But man, God said you can have a wine, drink a little wine for your stomach. Even said you can drink the wine, but drink wherein is not excess. But man want to be drunk. And that's the flesh. And a lot of people drink to numb the pain or whatever. But to me, it make it worse, because when you many times come down from being drunk, get sober, what you've done while you was drunk, some people ended up in jail. Some people ended up in prison. Some people died. Some people was hurt real bad. Man, the imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, and it has not changed today. The scripture said man will become wickeder and wiser, and that's today. But we forget these things. When I went on down a little further, we're going to read six. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. God repented for making man. And it grieved him in his heart. Almighty God, he hurt. Sorry he made man. And he loved man. After he got through making, he said all he made was good. But it repented him that he made man on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air. For it repenteth me that I have made them. My goodness of life. He going to destroy him from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing. Basically, everything he made other than them plants and trees and bushes, he wanted to get rid of it. He was sorry he made it, and he just wanted to destroy it and get it over with. Almighty God, who have all the power. Because man forget. I'm sure Solomon forgot at some point. I'm sure David forgot, Abraham, Cain, Isaac, Jacob, Esau. I'm sure they all forgot. Samuel, Eli. I'm sure they forgot at some point. And trouble arose right after they forgot good. Because once they forgot, they started doing what the flesh wanted them to do, what pleased the natural man, not the spiritual man, but only the natural man. They started doing those things. I remember from last week, David gave good counsel to Solomon, told Solomon what not to do. God come and told Solomon, you're taking all these strange women, you're going to do what they do. You're going to start serving their God. And that's what happened to us. As soon as we forget the commandments to do, the commandments of God. As soon as we forget to be doers of the word and not just knowers, trouble comes. Now here's a man and his wife. He's happy with her. They're working together. They're building, you know. They may not want children, but yet they're building a family together, him and her. They're building on a better life, a better house, a better money, whatever. Now all of a sudden, here come a woman, just walk by, and he look. The spirit of lust come upon him. He don't battle the spirit of lust. He let it come more, the imagination of his heart grow more, what it would be like to be with this woman. He's married. Now he speaks to her, she don't speak to him. So now adultery starts. He done forgot the commandments of God. He done forgot to be a doer of the word of God. He may know it. He heard it. But it takes more than being a hearer. We got to do what it says. So now he fell into temptation. Now he committing adultery. He have no clue that the best friend, mama, saw him when he picked the woman up. He had no clue. And the best friend, mama, told the best friend, and the best friend told her. When he got home, he said, well, who was the woman in the red dress you picked up today? He what? Y'all, excuse me. Who was that and why you picked her up? Now, if he don't nip it in the bud right there, he gonna start lying. Oh, she worked for me. Oh, she worked for the company. Oh, that so-and-so and sister, aunt, a cousin, or whatever. Lying, some kind of lie gonna come in there. Why? You didn't do what the word said do. You wasn't a doer. You know about committing adultery. He said all adulterous people would go to hell if they don't change. Now you're going to hell. But he forgot all about that. He saw the woman in the red dress. He picked her up. She was willing to talk to him and be bothered with him. And he done forgot all about his wife. He no longer cared for the moment. So when we refuse to obey the word of God, trouble comes. And sometimes it's bigger trouble than you could ever want. Okay, Brother Lewis, he had to run. He said his grandson was coming. It's bigger trouble than you want. Because what you did not do, you did not stop yourself. And you could have. Because you could have said, hold up now, wait a minute, this not right. Now, I'm not going to even, I'm going to turn my car around and go the other way. I got a beautiful wife at home. I got a handsome husband at home. This man never did me no evil. He loved me. He's building with me. He provide for me. Anything go on, he tell me. He showed me his paycheck stub. He showed me where the money went. My head hurt. He gonna get me a glass of water and a cup of Tylenol. He rub my feet. He elevate my head. Anywhere I want to go, if he feel it's unsafe, he'll take me so that he'll know I'm safe. But now I done seen John Brown walking up the sidewalk and he's flexing his shoulders and whatever. And here I go. Hey, how you doing, foolishness? You need a ride? The woman asking the man. I'm telling you, the devil is evil. And he will work with your flesh to get you where he wants you to get in disobedience. Because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So you may think of some things this morning yourself that you've forgotten about the old past. And looking around and doing things over, making it right with God. Not forgetting. Praying the prayers that the old saints prayed. God making ways out of no ways. Because, see, we forget and we let our hearts become troubled. We forget and we start to worry. We forget that greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. We forget that wait on the Lord and be of a good courage and he should strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. We forget. We forget to give him our whole heart, to trust in him with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we forget to acknowledge him so he can direct our path. No, we start to direct it. It's 5 o'clock. I needed him to move by 5:05. So when 5:10 come, he has not moved. We start to move for him and just mess up everything. John 14, chapter 14 and verse 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. If you believe in the Father, believe in the Son, because the Father sent the Son, because the Father so loved the world that he gave this only begotten Son, that whoever would believe on him won't perish, but have everlasting life. Yeah, that's the word today. But we got to remember. We must remember the word of God and stay with it. I remember starting up, I used to tie strings around my hand, around my finger, so I could remember. Because look, John said it good for us. In John 3:16, he said it real good. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He didn't send him to bash us and kill us and to send us to hell, to burn us up. That's not why he sent him. He sent the Son into the world, that the world through his Son might be saved. Yeah. So are we saved today? Are we true believers? Are we faithful believers unto God? Are we really walking according to his word? Do we forget? How often do we forget? Is it that we honor God with our lips, but our heart is far from it? Searching our heart today. Do we really love God? Do we really have him? Are we really, or do we have a form of godliness and we denying the power thereof? This goes for me too. This goes for Lottie Dottie and everybody this morning. If ever there was a time to take more self-inventory and to get in that word of God, it's now. It's now. Because, see, look, we never know what's going on. We never know. It can appear to be this way, but in the background, behind the scenes, it's a whole total another way. And we continuing on, you know, everything is all good. And, you know, it's just all right and it's just all the bad. And I still can shop. I still can eat the good of the land, you know. All of this kind of stuff. But guess what? When what's going on behind the scenes come to the forefront, it will be too late for me and many more. I didn't watch as well as pray. I forgot God many times. I forgot his statutes. I forgot his word. Yeah, I forgot all about that. But now, that God is reminding me. And see, I'm going to tell you, sometimes folk don't like the truth. They really hate the truth. And that's a sad thing not to learn to love the truth and learn to love God and his word. That's a sad thing. It won't make you perfect. It won't make you better than anybody else. You yet going to have trials. But the trials come to make you strong. You're going to yet have shortcomings. People will yet make you mad, but you'll be angry, but you won't sin. People going to still talk about you. I mean, they going to double clutch it now. You're going to have a lot of people talking about you now. You thought they didn't like you on the job before. Well, now that you're accepting the truth and you decided to live right and obey God's word all the way to the letter, now they really hate you. More coming now. Ask yourself, when you first got saved, you weren't having that many problems. I mean, you had some problems. Yeah, we all did. Our biggest problem is we was on our way to hell. But now once you got saved, you started having a lot of stuff happen to you. You were rejected, looked like on every corner. People you thought was really your friends, they didn't want to be around you, so you wasn't turning up the bottle no more. You wasn't smoking the tweed no more, you know. So now they don't know they don't have nothing for you. But we got Jesus, and he should be more than enough if we're getting this word that I'm talking about. Go back to that old path. It's going to help you a lot. That Old Testament book, them books going to help you a lot. And there was a lot of fighting going on, a lot of bloodshed, a lot of wars, a lot of deception, all kind of stuff in the house of the king, in your own house. I can remember back during those days, you know, women would come and talk to my mom. And I didn't find this out till later on because, see, when I was a girl, you couldn't sit around adults and hear the conversation. But later on, I found that her husband had walked off and left her. Or his wife, he come to talk to my dad because his wife had walked off and left him. And they would... He was working with her to bill. The woman was working with the man to bill. And he took everything. He took all the money. Well, in the man case, she took all the money and all the furniture and everything. When he got back to the house, only thing was left there was his clothes. He may have had his toothbrush, you know, and his belt and shoes still, you know, the string still in his shoes, but that's all he had. And it was rough back then. And today I imagine it's even rougher because things are more expensive. You can't trust nobody. But you're my husband. You're my wife. I trust you. We built all of this together. I couldn't imagine people being married for 20 years and one come and tell the other, I can't do this no more. I got to go. What? 20 years. Somewhere in there, somebody got out the word. I'm not talking about the world because we know they can do no telling what they can do. But I'm talking about those that say they are true believers and that they are living their lives according to the word of God. Both of them said it. That's why they got married. Because they believed God gave them to each other and they was walking in the way of the Lord. They was walking not according to their flesh, but after the spirit of God. They prayed about everything. But then somewhere in there, he stopped praying, and she slowed down, and now here we are. They were still going to church and still going to Bible study, but they wasn't applying what they were learning. It's a different to go hear the word, get excited about the word. Throw your hands up and say, amen, thank you, Jesus, for the word. But it's a totally whole thing to live it. I'm preaching to myself too this morning now. We got to live that word to the letter. We can't do some of it. We got to do the total word, all of it. when I look back at the things that David went through, and then you got to remember the women that he was married to. What was they going through while he was going through? And he had so many wives and concubines. He wasn't pleasing them that much anyway. He wasn't the biggest pleasure they had is to be well provided for and to be high maintenance. They could get that kind of makeup they wanted, you know, that was too expensive for them to buy on their own. They could have the type of shampoos and hairdressers that they wanted, because by themselves they couldn't afford it. Their family didn't have it like that. But being a king's wife or the king's concubine, you had more than enough. And some of us come to God because we want more than enough. So I'm looking back at David and all these women, looking back at Solomon, all these women that you're really not taking good care of, only in the physical as far as stuff and things. But as far as their spirit go, he wasn't encouraging them women, too many of them. He couldn't sleep with all of them either. 1,100 that Solomon had. All of this teach us something. It teach us something. Hold on to God. And if he make you rich, I mean, it's time to pray. Every day as often as you can. Don't let stuff consume your mind. Consume your time. It's praying time. Because you see how the enemy and your flesh rile up now. Imagine if you had millions and billions of dollars. What would that flesh do? What would that flesh really want? You done got all the makeup you like. You done got all the purses. You got the latest new Vera Wang. You got the latest new this, that, and the other. You got the latest shoes. You got the red bottom. You got this kind. You got the orange bottom. A barber, you would just be a Fendi nut. Fending it up. Fendi, Fendi, Fendi. Everything Fendi. I'm rich like that. I could go to Fendi and have them to make plus size clothes for a plus size girl. A wider shoe for a wider foot girl. Beyond nail polish. I mean, just the works. Now, what else after that? You got a palace, you got servants, you got a chauffeur, two or three yard people. I mean, come on, what more after this? Nothing. Nothing. Because all of that is going to pass away one day. And if the stuff don't pass away first, you will. One of y'all going. Eventually, one of you are going. And if you die, all of that is left to somebody else. Maybe the charity. If you didn't get your business in order, to leave the right people over your stuff. Because you can give it to your children, they'll take the money and say, hey, y'all go dump that at the dumps. I don't want that junk. Because they got money, they can buy what they want. And they don't want what you have. It's praying time. It's time to go back to the old path and look around. Make your calling and election sure with Almighty God. Not like it's been. Lord, I've been with you, God. But you ain't been doing right. All the way right. So now it's time to tell him, Lord, I'm going back to the old path and look around. And I choose you this day. But I need you to help me, Lord. I need you to help me to focus. I need you to help me to pray throughout the day, not for stuff and things and what I want, but for obedience and to please you and to do what you accept. I want to be yours totally. Yeah. I look at Abraham. He over there fooling around with what Sarah said when God done told him what it's going to be. I'm giving you a sign. I'm sure he's looking at the clock and the calendar to me. Man, I'm 89 now. Could have gotten to 70. Man, I'm 70. Ain't no boy coming. Sarah, she about 68. Ain't no boy coming. Here comes Sarah. Abraham, I think we too old for this. Maybe God changed his mind. God don't change no mind like that. If he keeps speaking it, it's coming to pass. All right, they done turned another few years older. Sarah said, well, look here. I tell you what you do. You go in with Hagar. And y'all do the do and get your son. I'm too old for this. I'm not having no boy. That was doubt right there. So just like Eve gave it to Adam, Sarah gave it to Abraham. Here go Abraham going with the plan. I'm sure it pleased his flesh too. But that's when you should have put that flesh under subjection and said, no, God said. God said he was giving me a boy. I'm waiting on the boy that God, I wouldn't care if I'm 1,000 years old. He said he was doing it. I just got to wait for it. Because look, you know the enemy, the 65, you know the enemy done told me some stuff. You tell my $500 million to help all these people. You 65, your knee hurt. You. I had to let him know now and let my flesh know no. I wouldn't care if I was 200. If God said it, it should surely come to pass. He said if I delight myself in him, he would give me the desires of my heart. Though it tarry, I'm going to wait for it. If he rolled back the time with Sarah, he can roll back the time with anything and anybody. But we want to go back and look around. And we don't want to forget the things of God. Yeah. We just don't want to, the things that we might have, may have forgotten, we want to remember. We want to pray to the Lord to bless our memory. Lord, when the Holy Ghost speak to me about, help me to remember. When the Holy Ghost, help me to act on it, Lord. Don't let me brush it off talking about, was that me or was that God? He said, my sheep know my voice and a stranger, they will not follow, but we got to stay with him. Often and long enough that we know his voice. We know when it's God speaking. And we don't have to question it. Now, we can make our calling and election sure. God, I believe that was you. But, Lord, I need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt. I want my calling and election sure with you. Because one thing I learned over the years, the devil don't give nothing good to you. Not like that. Spiritual, if he give you spiritual stuff, you're going to hurt him with it. He's not going to give you ammunition to destroy him. No way, Jose. Yeah, but we just want to go back to the old path, take a look around, and go from there. Can anybody else think of anybody else in the Word, in the Bible, in the Scriptures, that was disobedient, came to them, their senses, and I call them hero, became heroic? Because look. The prophet Samuel, that same Samuel that fell on the Amalekite king with the sword at the Saul's table, he had some sons, and them boys was disobedient. Them boys was going with the church women and taking from the church and all of that. Eli, the one that raised Samuel. The one that Eli Mama Hannah gave Samuel to bring him up in the house of the Lord because she gave him back to the Lord. He had Hophni Phinehas, them boys over there clowning at the door of the house of the Lord. They taking all the fat meat, the lean meat from the priest and told the people, hey, don't bring me no cooked food over here. Bring it raw. And I want the best part. Bring me sirloin. Bring me filet mignon. Don't bring me nothing else other than that. Bring me the chicken breast. Don't come over here with no leg and thighs. At the house of the Lord. That's what these books. We're going to get in there. We're going to go to some books and take a look around, you know. Look at Samson. Strongest man ever lived. The strongest man that ever lived got caught up with Delilah. Why was that, Samson? You didn't go back and take a look around at the old path. He had parents. But like me, he didn't listen to them people. He was not studying them parents. You know how we do? Oh, they old-fashioned. They don't know what's happening in the new world. They don't know what's happening in this modern world. Yeah, so they don't even think about God. Yeah, because I wasn't thinking about what God think. I was thinking about what the parents said. And they said, he said, but I didn't go there. Yeah. So we got to go back and take a look around and make our choice every day if possible. To stay with God and stay in his commandments, to obey his word. Yeah. And we will be all right. We will grow in him. And when I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord will move in your mind, in your heart. You'll be able to discern things. You'll be able to call things out. Yeah, because you spent time with him. Nothing is going to slip up on you. He'll let you know about it before it happens. Some things he'll tell you, don't say nothing. Don't repeat it. Don't say nothing. Just watch. And if everything he spoke to you, you'll see it come to pass. Isn't that amazing? That is amazing. Yeah. He'll tell you, well, no, don't talk to the creditors today. Don't say nothing to the creditors today. That don't mean tomorrow you can't call them. But he said, don't say nothing today. And sometimes he tell you, don't say nothing because when you go to your mailbox, there's the creditor's money. Yeah. Many different things he does in different ways because he's Almighty God who have all power. If somebody tell me the cashier gave them over the amount of money that they shouldn't have gotten, and when they went back to give it and the cashier say, no, you didn't get it from me. Well, I just left out of here. You the only cashier. No, I don't have an overdraft in my draw. The Lord have all kind of ways, look, of working things out for us. He's Almighty God. You often hear me say that. That have all the power. There is no higher power. If he's Almighty God with all power, is there really anything too hard for him to do? He can change the heart of man. He can call those things that are not as though they were. He can speak it into existence in less than a second. So what we should do is investigate him more, investigate his word more, praying and asking him to help us to come subject to his word. Help us to be obedient, Father, to your word. I started hearing so much since this Ukraine stuff started. I'm hearing folks say, don't pray for them. They're against y'all. Like, I'm praying for peace. I am praying for peace. Because if God allowed this, there's a reason behind it. And if we don't stick our nose in other people's business, we may be all right. But if we stick our, now we ain't scared of nobody. That's not what it is. That have nothing to do with us. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put my people that God made me to shepherd over in jeopardy because I'm talking about what I don't even know I'm talking about in a way. I don't even know the move of God. I'm just out here moving according to what I've been pumped up and pushed and probed to do. A lot of people in the world get killed. A lot of folks have done things because of other people, what they think other people think about them. Sometimes they urged on, you know, you're going to let them talk to you. They wouldn't talk to me like that. And here they go over here to challenge the person blow them down. Now they dead. And the one that pushed them up still living. See, No. I'm going to stay in my lane and mind my business. This have nothing to do with me. I don't have nothing to say about it. I'm praying and I'm moving on in God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, and he's for us today. And when we go to him, he will in no wise cast us out. No way he going to cast us out. He already know why you're coming. He know what you did. He already know. His eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. So come unto me, all that are burdened and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I know y'all done heard this before. But if he's bringing it back around, we need to pay attention. We really need to seek him with our whole heart. And Lord, what would you have me to do? Because some of us, when we make our mind up truly to go with God all the way and let God have our whole heart, no husband, no children, no grandchildren, nobody can't come before God. I give him my whole heart. You're going to get to see some people doing some things you never heard of before. Said them daughters would prophesy. Who is it, the old men seeing vision and the young men dreaming dreams, or the old man dreaming and the young men with the visions? You're going to get to see right in your own house. I remember the first time my daughter, Naima, prophesied, I was like, what? And she repeated it. I knew it was God. Do y'all hear what I say? And I knew then she had the gift. In your own house, he will bless in your house. He will bless your children to come forth and be a blessing unto you. That same child you never thought would change. He just going to keep running out there like a fool. He won't stop. She just going to keep being just as crazy as she can be. I'm tired of talking to her. That one there, them two there in your house, them the kind that going to bless real good and use them to bless you. I knew where that boy Lonnie came from. And the first time he got up to bring what they call that trial sermon, my friend held me in the seat and helped me out. Because I wanted to just run up there and grab my own son. I was so happy. You know how you know something, but you don't know it like. And I saw it come to pass. There's nothing too hard for God to do if we will allow him to. He'll bring us into a place of obedience where we are obedient unto him daily if we want it. Stop reading other people. Stop watching other people to see what you can see about them. Pray. And God will give you discernment and he'll tell you what's going on. because it becomes a form of gossip. And that's not where you want your heart to be. Help us today, Father. In the name of Jesus. Help us to obey your word and make us happy to obey your word. Give us a hunger and a thirst after your righteousness, after your word, oh God. Give us a hunger and a thirst like never before to be obedient unto you. Unto you and unto your word again in the name of Jesus. For without your Father, we can do nothing. Help us, Lord, teach us how to bring this flesh under subjection. How to subdue it and not let it come back up in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to let it be all about our lives, to be all about you, all about you. And Father, if we have to suffer, we can go through in peace because it's all about you and not about our flesh. And we have trained ourselves to bring our flesh under subjection. We want to please you this morning. We want this mind to be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Father, he just wanted to please you daily and help us to be daily believers, walking upright before you daily. Help us to keep our mind on you. Father, it's you that would keep us in perfect peace. Help us to delight ourselves in you, and you would give us the desires of our hearts. And Lord, let our main desire be to obey you, obey your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We need you this morning. We can't make it without you, Father. We have made it when we needed money. It was serious, but we made it without money. But, Father, we can't make it without you. We made it when we were feeling bad. We were feeling sick. Yet we made it. But, Father, we can't make it without you. We need you today. We need you to give us a heart of flesh. And Lord, put a spirit of obedience within our hearts like never before. Stir up your gifts in us that we'll obey you. And whatever you chose and called us to, God, we'll begin to do it. Teach us to wait on you, Lord. We know you're coming. And Lord, many days we get anxious. And we know your word says, be anxious for nothing. Help us to just wait on you without being anxious because it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that it's on the way. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you. Hallelujah. Father, move by your spirit this morning for your people. We all stand in the need of you. We need you today to get it right with you, Father. We want to live right. We want to do right. We want to treat others right. And Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus asking that anything that's not of you, Father, remove it from us in the name of Jesus. And Father, replace it with the things that are of you or in the name of Jesus. Lord, those children, those disobedient children, Father, we ask that you would move upon them this morning. Move upon all our children, oh God. Move this morning in a mighty way. Remind them that there is a God, and if they call upon you, you will in no wise cast them out. Set our children free today. Deliver them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. But, Father, we give our children unto you, and we refuse to take them back in Jesus' name. We come this morning, Father, asking that you would touch those that are sick. Heal this morning. It's you that took a beating for the healing of the nation. Father, you yet have healing in the hem of your garment, and we pressing in to touch this morning. That you would heal from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. Lord, we are asking this morning that you would perform the operations that's needed. But Lord, we know you're able to do it without a sculpture. You're able to do it without any type of instrument. Hallelujah. Do it for us. There will be no scar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just wanted to talk to you. Hey, glory. This morning, for Father, time is winding up. We know not a day, not an hour when you will call us home, and we want to get it right with you before we leave the earth, God. We want to be the church without spot or wrinkles. We want to please you. We want to make you happy. We want to give unto you. For Father, you're forever giving unto us. You wake us up faithfully each morning, clothed in our right minds with use and activity of limbs, life, health, and strength. And God, we ask today that you would bless us, that we would please you, that we would make you happy for a change. And Lord, we wanted to talk to you this morning and let you know we are aware, God, my goodness, that Lord, we don't go back to the old path enough to take a look around. We have not made you our choice, our first choice. We've had other gods before you, family members, children, houses, many different things we've had before you, jobs and getting busy. But Lord, we want you to be the first choice. We don't want you to be our sloppy or third seconds, God. We want you to be first in our lives, and that we'll keep our mind on you, and that we'll delight ourselves in you. Father, that we'll trust you with our whole heart, all our heart, and lean not to our own understanding. Father, in all our ways, we want to acknowledge you. Help us today to be your people, an obedient people, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask this morning that you would bless your people with uncommon blessings. Work uncommon miracles out for them. Lord, send joy, peace, and happiness unconditionally their way, O God. And they're constantly saying, the Lord is the strength of my life. Hallelujah. Help today, in the precious name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We thank you this morning, Father. There is none like you. We can search all over. Won't find nobody. Nobody greater. Hallelujah.
Thank you. that we take before the Lord. And I want you to know by faith, you shall receive. Come on, somebody, by faith, you will be healed. You will be delivered. You will be blessed. God will straighten out your home.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Bishop Ellison. Prayer will fix it every time. God, hear every word we say. While we call it, he's already on the way. Prayer will fix it every time. I have a magazine that prophetess Joanne Clark sent to me. And this is her first issue of 2022. And the name of the magazine is From Heaven to Earth Desserts. From Heaven to Earth Desserts. And she's got some wonderful desserts in the book. She got a picture of herself and James Ingram in the book. I think James passed away. And she's a member of Awakening Revival Worship Center. So she requests prayer this morning for them, for the Awakening Revival Worship Center, for her business, her family, and what we call unknown requests. I won't put a business out there like that, but the other requests, I'll just touch and agree. So look, we want to pray for her today and this wonderful baking business and cooking business that she got. And pray that she get another issue from Heaven to Earth Desserts in. And she got a picture of the first muffins she ever made and the first dessert she ever made. Yeah, it's a cute little magazine, very colorful. And she's got herself in the kitchen in there with her baked goods on the counter, and she's looking quite happy over the dessert. There's some wonderful stuff in here. And she's got all kind of different desserts in here and scriptures, you know. Oh, it's what a magazine should be in my book. But the cupcakes look good, and ooh, she got nuts like almonds. Oh, my goodness, this is just wonderful. Ooh, fruit pies, and I think you call these fruit compotes or something like that. All of that's in there. Quite a fancy little baker. And she got other people in here and the news crew, and they gave her, Channel 5 News gave her the microphone so she can do the news. And I'm sure she's telling about From Heaven to Earth Desserts. So it is quite cute, quite cute. And I think this guy named Loretta Daniels in Capturing the Heart of the Vision. And all types of good stuff is in here. I mean, wonderful desserts. This looks like a flaky strawberry something with Oreos on top. Oh, I'm just telling you, it looks just wonderful. And yeah, she been doing it quite a while because she got, you know, pictures of people who backed her up. And I know they were supporters for a long time. And yeah, y'all check the magazine out, From Heaven to Earth Desserts. And I checked those desserts out. I was looking for the website. I'm sure it's somewhere around here. She's in Chicago. So Joanne Clark in Chicago Bridge. And You Haven't Heard My Story by Joanne Clark. So that'll be coming. She said she's in prayer. As soon as the Lord give her the release, she gonna come one morning as the guest speaker on the show. I'm looking for that website, y'all. That's what I was looking for. And I didn't find it. But, and she autographed my magazine to me, y'all. Uh-huh. I like all of that. So I wanted to share that. From heaven to earth deserts. I wanted to share that this morning. Intercessors, y'all remember her in prayer and touch and agree with me in prayer for her. And I'll be praying over her request and Brother Louis and for his family and my son-in-law and his family. He lost his granddad. On my birthday, me and my daughter's birthday, he lost his granddad. So we'll keep them lifted in prayer. And so the studio is open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say today, please feel free to press that number one and come in. And this morning I won't tarry because I have some things to get done. I got a wonderful Christmas gift of a cleaning lady. And so she'll be here today to do some cleaning. And if no one have anything they would like to say, we'll go to another song and pray out and then end it with a song. And that would be it for today. And we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Hold on 1 second. All right, Brother Anthony. Good morning. God bless you, sir. How are you?
Let's have a favor. Just want to say good morning for you, Bill. This morning, good morning, everybody. God bless y'all. Thank God for this word this morning. Just thank God, first of all, for another day, allowing me to see it. Thank you for life, having school, keeping my right mind. Thank you for activity in my limbs. And just thank you for who he is and me, what he's doing in me, where he brought me from, where he's taking me at. And God bless everybody and continue to keep me in y'all prayers and to keep y'all in minds. And y'all have a blessed, mighty day to day and the rest of the week as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother Anthony. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. God is faithful. God is faithful. All right, Ms. Jerry, I see your message over there. Good morning. I am good. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you getting right back to me because I was trying to figure out where is Jerry. Yeah. Where Jerry up to? Where she going to? Yeah. Good morning to you, Sister Rita. God bless you for sending me the video. I found it yesterday, and so I went on and shared it on my Facebook page to make sure, you know, those who could read it know about the scam. Listen, when somebody call y'all and they say it's the bank, don't trust that. Hang that phone up and call your local bank and make sure it's them that's calling you. Because they got scams going now. I'm a mute your mic, bro, Anthony. They got scams going on now where they'll call you and the number look like it's from the bank. That's not the bank calling you. That's the scammer. And they asking you, what code did I send you? Your email address, is your phone number there? Nope, don't deal with no phone calls. You call your local bank yourself and talk to a bank officer. Yeah. Because they got plenty of scams going on now. I told you they getting wickeder and wiser. Yeah. All right, Ms. Jerry, good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. I am well. Thank you for the message this day. How it's so easy to be manipulated and committed sin. It's very easy. Sometimes when I want to do right, Eva is always present.
Amen.
And I thank you. I thank you. What I need, I'm speaking about myself now, is to consult God before I make any decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Ask God, God, is this really you? Don't get manipulated into committing sin. Mm-mm. Just don't do it. Just remember one thing, ladies. If you had one man and he lied to you once, and he's going to lie to you twice, it's not time for you to let him go 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 times. When a person show you who they are, that's really who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank you for that, Sister Barbara, and letting us know. Don't be wise in your own eyes, Abraham and Sarah. If God ever made you a promise, stand on it. Because no devil in hell can stop the plan that God has ordained for your life. But he knows the plan. Don't get off track. I don't care if it was told to you 2 years ago and it hasn't happened. It will happen. If God said it, surely it's going to come to pass.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Quickly. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. Good morning to you, Sister Mary Ann and Sister Rose Brown. Good morning to you, Sister Simone. Good morning to you, Sister Melanie Rose, Sister Angela in California, Sister Laura, Sister Alexis, Sister Lachelle, Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane, Sister Jerry again, Sister Angela Foote, Sister Anna Lee Foote. Good morning to you, Sister Kim Hopp, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and Iberia on Apostle Claudia Boatwright. Good morning to you. And good morning to you. Get to the men section here. Brother Lewis had to run out this morning to meet his grandson. But good morning to you, Brother Jermaine, and Brother Pastor David Jackson, and Brother Anthony, and Brother D, and Brother Mike Hopps, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, and Brother Cal, Brother Justin Gilmore, Brother Frank, and Brother Marquez Griffin. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. God bless you. And did anybody else get their fruit box? I got, oh my goodness, a humongous, long, flat box of fruit. And I called one of my spiritual daughters because I had told her when it come in, I would share my fruit with her. They sent me 18 big pieces, grapefruit, apples, and oranges. And I think it cost like about $40 for the box. But I got it, and I'm waiting on her to come today around 12 and get her fruit. And if you, and Brother Louis got his. Brother Louis got his box on Friday. And when I got back from the prison on Saturday, my box was here. And intercessors, I need y'all to pray with me about the prison ministry, because I want to go into the prison and be able to speak in the chapel. See, where I go now, I can speak the groups, but I want to be able to speak in the chapel and, you know, be on the roster. Maybe they let me come once a month or twice a month. Or, you know, if they got a chaplain who, you know, he want to be somewhere else on Sunday, then I can come and, you know, do whatever. And then if there's other people coming, we can alternate Sundays, you know. So y'all pray with me that I'll be able to get into the prison and be able to speak. And because it'd be lots of guests there, you know, visitors, visiting family members, and that kind of thing. And I believe all we're doing is reminding them that Jesus is. Hallelujah. Because many know. And then those who have not given their life to Christ, it will open the door that they can give their lives to Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, yeah, y'all keep that lifted up in prayer. And we thank God this morning for, you know, the things we may have forgotten. The things we may have forgotten concerning Almighty God Jehovah that have all power. Hallelujah. So listen, if no one else have anything to say, I will pray us out. Now, if you have something, we have time. But if you don't have anything else you would like to say, then I will pray us out, and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, again, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. We get out early today. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. We thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for taking care of us. Lord, we thank you for blessing us over and over to wake up each morning. We thank you that we shall live and not die to declare your works. We thank you that the harvest is plenteous, but Lord, the labors are few. But you called us to a work, God. And we ask that you would stir up the gift in us to work unto you while it's day, in the name of Jesus. Bless our going out today, Father. Bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, open doors and make ways for your people today. And Lord, send finances our way. Money makes us happy. Money makes us glad. Lord, we want money, big, big money. Nobody mad but the devil. And Father, we bind up anything that's not like you coming our way in the name of Jesus. And Father, we loose your many blessings upon us today, all of them, in Jesus' name. So we thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace, share the good news of Jesus, and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, March the 7th, 2022, in Jesus' name. So listen, we're going to our last song of the morning. And after this song, I won't be coming back today. And I have got to change this music in this studio. I'm going to work on that today, too. Have a blessed day.
Hello? Am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm a music major.
Tears rolling down your face, with your heart feeling like it's gonna break. Your earth feels like it's about to shake, and you've taken all that you can take. Just remember where your help comes from. Realize you got somewhere to run. What you can do, praise him anyway.
another music made production. I can't hear y'all clapping.